Father Pugh lived a life of extraordinary suffering and sacrifice. However, he never lost sight of his faith in God. In fact, he saw his suffering as a way to participate in the redemptive suffering of Christ. In this video, we will explore the life of Padre Pio and how his example can teach us to embrace suffering in our own lives. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's video is inspired by the book Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, Acts of the First Congress of Studies on Padre Pio's Spirituality, by Gerardo Di Flumeri. In this book, we find insights into Padre Pio's spirituality, as seen through the eyes of the Postulator General, Father Bernardino of Siena, who submitted the formal request for Padre Pio's beatification process in 1969. Now, as Postulator General, he had the task of gathering all the needed documentation for Padre Pio's beatification process. So, as you can imagine, he needed to have a deep understanding of Padre Pio. Father Bernardino emphasizes that to understand Padre Pio, we must first understand the concept of church, what the church actually is. Now, of course, this is about the church with a capital C. It's about its members united in Christ, not about a building. Father Bernardino describes the church as the mystical body of Christ. For those who are not familiar with this description, the mystical body of Christ is a scriptural image of the church, drawn from the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and Saint Paul, that illustrates the church's unity and relationship with Christ, portraying them as one body, one being. To give an example, Jesus tells his apostles, "Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me." Additionally, during St. Paul's encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." So we can see here that Jesus identified the persecuted members of the church on earth with his own body. Furthermore, the Catechism of the Catholic Church affirms this unity, stating, "From the beginning, Jesus associated his disciples with his own life, revealed the mystery of the kingdom to them, and gave them a share in his mission, joy, and sufferings." Jesus spoke of a still more intimate communion between him and those who would follow him. "I am the vine, you are the branches." And he proclaimed a mysterious and real communion between his own body and ours. "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." So as you can see, we, the church, are in union with Christ. We are his mystical body. And it is in this light that we can begin understanding Padre Pio's spirituality. You see, Padre Pio completely surrendered himself to the will of God. He perfectly exemplified this mystical union with Christ. This extraordinarily strong union is obvious through the many miracles and mystical powers associated with Padre Pio, but also through his physical appearance, namely, the painful stigmata Padre Pio bore on his body for 50 years. But this great suffering wasn't something Padre Pio wanted to avoid. On the contrary, suffering was central to his spirituality. In a letter to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, in 1910, he expressed, "I desire nothing but to love and suffer." Furthermore, if we view Padre Pio as an integral part of the mystical body of Christ, then we can understand Padre Pio's suffering as a participation in the redemptive suffering of Christ. In essence, suffering was Padre Pio's means of union with our crucified Lord. He wanted to suffer. He wanted to suffer for the sins of others, and he wanted to be as if co-redeemer of humanity. This was Padre Pio's vocation, which he accepted without reservation. He wrote about this in a letter to Father Agostino on September 20, 1912, when he was only 25 years old. He wrote, "He, Jesus, chooses souls for himself, and among them, against all my unworthiness, he has also chosen mine to be of help in the great work of human salvation. And the more these souls suffer without any comfort, the more the pains of good Jesus are alleviated." So Padre Pio's willingness to embrace suffering wasn't merely a simple imitation of Jesus. It was a profound collaboration, the actualization of the salvation achieved once and for all by Christ. In conclusion, unlike many people today, Padre Pio understood that suffering is not a sign of God's abandonment, but rather a participation in the great mystery of redemption, as well as a great means of personal sanctification. He once shared with Father Giovanni da Baggio, "Everyone comes here to have their cross taken away, no one to learn how to carry it." He then added, "If men knew the spiritual fruitfulness of pain, they would all want to be placed on the cross." Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.